Hello, Solly.
I'm just trying to shorten you up ahead of the discussion.
Hello, Solly. It's been a while. Thank you for coming on. I know
Know.
it's bright and early. We haven't had a live stream in a number of weeks, and so you have the honor, and thank you for waking up to be with us.
Oh, I'm happy.
So you're
I'm
saying
first to listen.
you're softening
Sorry.
me up for the you're softening me up for the conversation because there's a lot going on. We're at the halfway mark to the year, and so much has happened, and yet so much has stayed the same. You're still at Action SA, and so I'm gonna start with, what do you make of where we are with the GNU?
Look, the GNU was always going to be something South Africans have to learn from. We know that there are all sorts of things that impact the GNU. The ANC is struggling to accept that it has to share power. We've seen they've said it many times in and outside of government, and they behave like they are still the ruling party. They've never been the ruling party, as a matter of fact. And the DA, of course, wants to remain in there no matter what. We've seen all the red lines, and like the latest cartoon on the many red lines that they keep putting in front of Ramaphosa, and he nonchalantly keeps walking over these red lines, and they'll think of, I don't know, darker red lines, darker hued red lines in the future. But I can understand the difficulty of especially the parties like the DA. The other parties are just happy riding, the train. The Holomisas of this world, the Mzanzis of this world, the Bosas of this world, all the other guys, we don't really hear them. Maybe we hear Mackenzie from time to time, but having fun and dancing on YouTube. But I think that the DA and the ANC are the parties in this thing that have to make it work. The truth is, given the diversity of South Africa, we really do need the balance, but we need to listen to one another and work for South Africans. We need to decide. To never forget where we come from, how did we get to where we are at today, and what is it that we're trying to solve? I think people are forgetting that.
Sully,
And
you speak of
it
a
doesn't have that Ramaphosa keeps seeing all these criminally, ethically, suspected people in his cabinet and in the corridors of power. That's very sad for South Africa. It's a middle finger to us.
Well, you say we have to work for South Africans. In government has to work for South Africans, and many red lines and finding a way of working together. There was, ahead of the election, of course, the leader of your party, Mr. Herman Mashaba, was very vocal about the idea of never getting into bed with the ANC. And then here we are with the coalition in Tshwane. And a couple of days ago, there was quite a lot of hoo-ha on social media with regard to a poll that was put up initially by the DA and then taken down about whether that coalition is working. So then I ask you, have you walked away from the very in the sand red line that says we will never get into bed with the ANC as you have done in Tshwane? And do you what does it look like for the future going forward with the national government?
Look, all of us have to be open to the idea that the electors, the voters, decided not to give too much power to any one political party. Now, we could either sit at home, suck, and wait for the next elections and hope to do better at the next elections, or just like other parties, we work with other parties. We all have red lines. I mean, I don't actually say we'll never, for instance, defend somebody who's criminally, say, suspected in a zona commission or other investigation. They will never do that. Okay? But you have to work on an issue by issue basis with others. So you agree on this, you disagree on the things. You don't just agree blindly. I think ActionSA will be the first one to tell you that when they went into the MPC, for instance, before the elections, the conditions of entry were not sufficiently clear. That's why people just did their own thing. The DA is known to have been communicating with the ANC before the elections when other members didn't want it to. So ActionSA will not go into any coalition without being clear about what it wants from it, and without being clear about what it supports, what it doesn't support. People keep saying you're working with the ANC, but we didn't support the budget in Johannesburg, for instance. We didn't support Ndanda Morara, not because, and the reason for that is that the end game was not clear. I mean, the DA is known to come to parties and say, "This is how we're going to run things," without saying, "Okay, let's take you through this. Let's tell you why and where we want to go with it." So I think that the suspicion in many black parties, not just the ANC and black parties, know, practices that are led by black people. I hate that term. No, but I really hate that term. But I'm saying, you know, because this is what the term people use. There's a suspicion that the DA likes to talk down at others. Whether it's true or not, it's for the DA to maybe look into the mirror and decide, are we doing this? People like to say, you speak to Holomisa. Holomisa has articulated this thing very, very well, that he doesn't want to be bossed down, to be told, especially given the history of South Africa, by whites what to do. And this is the perception. All right. So the ANC went to Tshwane. There was never going to be a government in Tshwane without ANC votes, because ANC has the numbers there, right? Either ANC abstained. If it had abstained, Tshwane would have gone under administration by the Banyasa Lesufi government, the provincial government. If it had voted, it would either vote for the DA, which it didn't, because it felt betrayed by the DA, so it wasn't even an option. The option was to vote with the ANC, not for, but with the ANC on condition. And one of the conditions, or two of the conditions were, we will vote for you provided we lead. In other words, the mayor of Tshwane becomes one of ours. And then several MEC positions. So those were the conditions. And the ANC said no, then we said then goodbye. In Johannesburg, and I see now you guys are talking about 200 rand electricity charge. Action has made it very clear, we're not going to support this thing, okay? No matter what. No, don't tell us about Tshwane, we're not supporting this 200 rand. You're making it hard for South Africans, residents of Johannesburg. The ANC went ahead anyway. Action has said didn't support that vote. So, and people are not angry when the DA works with the ANC. Everybody else works with the things. Everybody has to work with everybody else on their conditions. But
it's not everybody's angry, because nobody had put this on the table until the leader of your party said, under no circumstances whatsoever. So he drew the line, and so that's why voters would feel the way that they feel. Because if you say, I will never do this thing and then do it, it's a betrayal.
Well, there's another way to look at it. It's overconfidence. It's not betrayal. I think Mashaba was absolutely sure. The action essay was absolutely sure. All of us were absolutely sure. Look, people like us said, you know, we need to stop talking and get in there, roll up our sleeves. I'm not a politician. I'm learning this thing is treacherous. Because we said we can't keep doing things the same way over and over again and expect different outcomes. So ANC was absolutely sure that the ANC would be defeated. Many of us were. Many of us were disappointed that it wasn't. So the ANC is still running around as if it hasn't been defeated. What do we do? As I said earlier, do we sit at home and say, no, we're not going to work with this guy, let's wait for the next elections? Or do we say, let's get in there wherever we can, get a little door open for us, we can get in there and show what an alternative way of doing things, like we're doing in Tshwane. I'm saying, so I think that people must grow up from this thing that we betrayed us, Elections, had they given ANC as much power as possible to run on its own, then it wouldn't need to work with the ANC. And or had they reduced the power of the ANC so massively, then that people don't need to be working with the ANC, then it's the voters that determine this thing.
So have you?
But we were overconfident. So, there's no doubt about it.
So has Action SA recalibrated the way that it is approaching working with other parties going into the local general election? Because now that national elections are over, everybody is going to be launching their local general election action plan. Have you recalibrated how you are approaching that?
Yeah, absolutely. We're not going to go in there. Yeah, we're going to change the world. Absolutely. We're not going to do the world of absolutism. Of course, we've received our kick in the butt. Okay. So we're not going to do that. But the values are clear, and the policy proposals of ANC are very clear. So we're not going to work with somebody, for instance, who says, let's remove the constitution because it's for the Romans and the Dutch, it's not for Africans. We're not going to get into that kind of nonsense. Okay. So we're very, very clear. We haven't gone back to ANC constitution policies to say, okay, this one is not working, this one is not working, this one is not working. All right. So what we need to do, you know, the best authors, the best music writers, the best musicians and in the world have been rejected once, twice, three times, So we came up with something that says we need to work together, South Africans. I mean, who was outside of politics, looked at this party and said, I like what they're saying, because we need to build together. We need unity. We need to work for South Africa, for all South Africans, of course, mindful of the pains of history. That's what we're doing as Action SA. So I went into this party, right? And then the world changed. It was changed by the electors, by the voters. So we had to sit back and say, okay, then how do we do this thing? Now, we're not going to go in there and say, yeah, we're going to do this absolutely, because the truth is, you can only control yourself. You cannot control what is done, what is said by other people. You only react. But we will work within the parameters provided by the electoral outcomes. Action and saying we'll work with others, all right, to influence where it can, whether we have councillors in Johannesburg, and that's what we're doing now through this green umbrella growth. We are aligning with some smaller parties. We have councillors in Limpopo, in Northwest, in pretty much all the provinces, except for the Western Cape for now. But we're growing our presence on the ground, our footprint across the country, and we're looking at learning from the best practice. I mean, Mashaba, when he was mayor of Joburg, he did well. I know that he tells the story, but the truth is, he did well there.
I live in Joburg. I live in Joburg. I
Yeah,
live
did he
in
do
Joburg.
better?
You're not going to spend that. You're not going to spend that for me. I live in
No,
Joburg, and he did not do well. So
did he do badly? Did he do badly? Did you do
look, I
out of
think that
10, how much
what
would you
we
give him?
I
Out of
would give
10,
him
how
a
much would you
four.
give him?
I would give him a
Okay.
four.
How much
I would give
would
him
you
a
give
four
the
because
Kurari?
none of the things that were the issues in Johannesburg were resolved under Herman Mashaba. They still remain a problem. So for
Well,
me,
is it because he didn't
they're
stay
all in
there
the same
long
boat.
enough? Okay. So would you say Dada
I
Morero and
actually
Herman
don't
Mashaba
care.
are the same?
I
Okay.
actually don't care. The
Yeah.
thing about all of us as voters is we actually don't care what the excuse that is given is.
Yeah.
What we care
No.
about is we care about service delivery, and if it is not delivered, if you promise it and you don't deliver it, then we don't care
No,
about everything else. But I
no,
do want to ask this question. I do want to ask this
but let me.
question, speaking about working with other people, because one of the things that has become quite a big flashpoint again at national level, and interested to know what Action SA's point of view about this is. It's this national dialogue that the president has put together that is going to cost us 700 million rand, and how Action SA is approaching this. Are you interested? Are you part of it? Are you participating? What's happening?
Well, Action SA issued a statement. I don't know if you've seen it. I should have sent it to you before because I didn't know we were going to be talking about
Yeah,
these
you
things.
didn't say that.
Action SA is not in support of this thing. We feel that it's a waste of money. We're looking at the Zondo commissions and other areas of wastage. We're looking at the NPA. The NPA claims that it doesn't have the money to do the work it must do. So much work. We talk all the time. We are talking here. South Africans talk on social media all the time. What is this? We're not clear about the end game of this national dialogue. We're going to talk for how long? 2 or 3 years ahead of the next elections. And it's worrisome that some of the people behind the machinery of this NDA are in the Luthuli House. Okay. If this national dialogue was a purely civil society initiative, people of South Africa saying, let us get together away without being controlled by politicians and decide what kind of country we want, say 1955 style ahead of the Freedom Charter. I think that would be a different thing. But the fact that it's controlled by the presidency, and you don't be fooled, President Ramaphosa is a deployee of the African National Congress. It doesn't make people say, yeah, he decided this or that, he fired this. No, he must still consult the top six, the NEC, the people like Nomvula Mokonyane, who should be probably in jail, from what we know. So Ramaphosa is just a messenger of the ANC. So this thing is controlled by the ANC. I've heard from some of the organizers that some of the people, as I say, in the behind the machinery are sitting at Luthuli House. So are we going to let the ANC use public funds? Now they said 750 million, the 700 million, now apparently somewhere around 485 million. For what? Especially because we are in a multi-party era. This is important. The president is not going to come out with whatever is going to come out of this thing. And anyway, maybe by the time it finishes, it will be a sitting Rama Mashatile president, it won't be Ramaphosa. Okay, whoever's going to be president then of the ANC, it's not to come down to the legislatures, to parliament, and say, okay, this is what the people have decided. Boom, this is what you. That's not. We are a democracy. We still have to go to elections, and people will vote on who appeals to them the best. You know what I'm saying? So this thing, in terms of the end game, is not clear. What's going to come out of it? How implementable is it going to be? And especially if you have the president saying, okay, I'm going to choose the group of elders. I mean, like, come on, this is a joke. I mean,
It's not elders,
answer.
it's eminent persons.
Yeah, eminent people. They call it the elders, eminent people. The point is, it's not, this thing is not clear. It's a lot of money. We're not clear about who controls the money. I mean, look, I talk to people. Okay, the originally proposed budget by the team working on this thing was something like 70 million rands, and they were sure that they were going to do it. And then suddenly it came from the president to say, no, 750, and then 700. How? What? How do you break it down? Now 485. The thing is a strategy of demanding 2 billion when you actually want 1 billion. We know that people are going to be angry and end up giving you the 1 billion you want anyway. We don't the end game. Nobody's talking about the end game. I think what. Just like the Zondo Commission, we didn't need the Zondo Commission. We needed a strong criminal justice system in the NPA, not with Batogi in there. She's absolutely useless to do its work. What we need, South Africans just want a country that works. They want a country where there are consequences. You don't have a former minister of health in COVID who stole apparently 150 million rands, who ends up being heading a parliamentary oversight committee. And all these schmucks who are in parliament, who shouldn't be in parliament. South Africans just want to know that there's equality before the law. If you mess up, you go to jail, irrespective of who you are. And we're not there. Look at Ramaphosa saying to a minister of the DA, you leave because you didn't tell me you're traveling overseas. But look at the people around him. Look at the minister of health, I mean, of higher education. It's absolutely ridiculous. South Africans must stop. Actually, we're doing this to ourselves. Because these people come, they dance, and they tell us apartheid stories, and Mzabalazo, and yeah, my brother, and they mess up right in your face, and we keep falling for it. Okay, actually, I'm not being kind. We are not, because they went from 57 to 40%. Hopefully, they'll go to 25 or to 10% next time. But the era of one party dominant must never return. It must never return.
Well, you guys action as Action SA had a review, a 1 year of GNU review that you believe gives South Africans kind of a framework with which to assess. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that and how we can use it and where to find it?
It's on the website of the FNSA. But look, first of all, we are a small party with a caucus of six, right? We are not the main, what we say in South Africa, the official opposition, but we are de facto, maybe we are the de facto opposition party. We are the ones who are looking at policy issues, who are asking the right questions, who are proposing legislative moves. We came up with this spaza for locals. Small the need to protect small, especially black business owners from overseas invasion, foreign invasion, especially by people who are not legal, not anybody who comes here doesn't have rights, but people who are here and just take over. There's competition. So Action SA has been playing the constructive role. And it is and this whole measurement that they put in place was to say, let's look at how the GNU is performing. What kind of new policy initiatives have come from the GNU? We know that there's not, especially the ANC, which is seen to be the one that invited them, as if it owns the GNU, and it doesn't. And we need to stop this vocabulary. It be ANC has no hurry. It's not in a hurry to change policies because the policies they're running on are ANC policies. So all these ministers from a DA and this and that, they dare to implement ANC policies. So we should get to a point where no party gets to own its own develop policies. So the Action SA says, let's watch them. Let's see how they've done. Let's see whether, say, a party like the DA or RISE or others, some of the things that we're saying they were saying before the elections, they've stayed true to those things, or the Blue Light Brigade, benefiting from Blue Light and overseas travel and all the other stuff, has changed them. So that's what we're
How's
doing.
what's your prognosis?
And we're concerned because the main opposition party, MKP, is busy with its own internal problems. Somebody has to do the work, for God's sake. So we say, let's
Absolutely.
do the work. So yeah, no. Look, I think it's the policy paralysis that's frustrating. Okay, it's the fact that they are not able to come up with new policy initiatives, especially to address the economy, to create opportunities for jobs for small businesses. There's no movement there. Crime levels are still too high. There's also stuff that's happening in South Africa that shouldn't be happening. Had you had a new government that started with trust that and mindful of the problems that brought us to where we are at now, we would be somewhere else. I mean, none of those parties in the GNU are talking, seem frustrated by seeing the people implicated in state capture coming and going. I went to the delivery of Budget 3 a number of weeks ago. I was shocked to see all these state capturers walking around, even greet policemen. Hey, my brother, they hug them.
State
I was like,
capturers.
what's
State
going on
capturers
here?
is wild.
Well, they're in parliament, they're MPs. They walk around with their chins up, comrade this, comrade this. I was like, what world is this? If I were NPA, the NPA chief, I would say, let's go and create a mobile NPA clinic outside of Parliament. Okay? Mobile NPA office outside. And then we have 10 stars. Yes, no. State capital, no. Yes, yes. Come, let's go. I was saying, she should be doing that. She's not doing this. Woman is just sitting there. And now she's hearing the end of her term. She's done absolutely nothing. I kid you not. Even people who are close to her have no confidence in her. And people who've known her before are saying, well, but we knew, actually, we're not surprised. This is Patohi. It's very painful. The amount of money that's going in there, that's gone into supporting this woman's lifestyle, and she's going after little things. She doesn't go after Palapala. Even the DA is not going after Palapala anymore. And saying, so we need to have not a national dialogue. We need to have a proper election where people vote not on how who dances well, but on who promises what policies, what is the practicality of them and all that. And I need to go back to the issue of Johannesburg, where they say we, the voters. I see a lot of people were happy with Johannesburg. Well, I'm not saying everybody is, but I think when you need to be careful not to think you speak for everybody when you say we were not happy. Because
I was not impressed. I was not happy.
We've had multiple
conversations on this particular show, and the last show on the burning platform with more than one resident of Johannesburg.
No, for me, but I still love you. I just wanted to make it clear.
And you know what? And it's quite all right, because the disappointment the disappointment remains, right?
Yeah,
so the disappointment remains.
I agree.
And I want to ask this question, and I know I'm going to have to let you go because you're rushing off to the airport. But I do want to ask you this question. Again, with the poll, you spoke about social media and that people speak on social media all the time. So there was this poll put up by the DA about the coalition in Tshwane and whether Tshwane is doing well, and whether Dr. Nasipi is doing well as the mayor of Tshwane, and whether the coalition is working.
And within a couple of hours... DA.
And it was put up by the DA, and within a couple of hours, they took down the poll as the results were coming in. Of course, the screenshots.
Yeah.
But interestingly, one of the things that then came up is that Action SA runs a troll farm. Are you running a troll farm? Are you manipulating what's happening on social media because you have so many people just...
No, of course not. No. And actually, you know, I go into... Hemen Mashaba has got huge following on, especially Facebook. I go in there. He gets insulted a lot. People with white, traditional white names. And I like, these people must be paid. So no matter how you say... We try to correct something, they keep throwing at him, but they also call him names, they insult, so they don't come in there too, which is a pity. But I also see a lot of black people coming in there to say thank you to Dr. Nasipi Moya for the work you're doing. You know, maybe it's too early, but that lady, the mayor of Tshwane, is on the ground. She said, I'm not going to be a mayor with high heels, I'm going to be a mayor with workers' overalls and boots. And she's mostly on the ground, she's doing a lot of things. I see people saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I see people in Limpopo saying we want you to bring us Nasipi Moya here. So I think that it's unfair for anybody to say this woman is not doing well. Can she resolve all the problems in the little time that she's had since she came into office? Of course not. It's too early, but she's on the right track. She delivered a fully funded budget. And look, the truth is, and it's unfair of me to be saying she, because she is leading a coalition. They found a way together with the ANC and the EFF, because the truth is she would not be successful had they be spending all their time trying to make her life difficult. And they're not. Even the EFF people, ANC people in Tshwane, realize that, hey, this thing is working. Let's not break it. Let's stand behind her. And she acknowledges them, you know. So the point is, being the person that she is, the educational experience that she has and the professional experience, having been deputy mayor before, she knows where the pain is. And the problem with South Africa is that traditionally you've got black areas, white areas. Traditionally black areas and are underserved, all the negative things you know about them. White areas, generally speaking, and I'm saying this very generically because there are black people, black middle class in white, traditional white areas, tend to be cleaner, to be more organized. So she has to, her drive is to try and bring balance. And that balance is going to come not in 1 year or 2 years' time. But you need to make sure that people have live in cleaner areas, but people also have to take responsibility. It can't be up to government to do stuff, or the government doesn't litter in the streets. We South Africans, wherever we are, we need to learn to pick up the papers or to avoid throwing stuff out of our cars, work with the government to, but always challenge them, ask difficult questions, collaborate with the government where you can. We need more of that. And I think Nasipi Moya, honestly, I think she's, I don't know how she does this. She really needs to take a break, you know.
Is this going to be your local government election template, what you've done in Tshwane, going forward? Is this going to be a template that you're hoping to replicate in other places?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Obviously, with local, you know, local realities taken into account. Look, she's doing well there. And people are kidding on. I see Mashaba in, say, Limpopo, in Northwest, in KZN. They bring us Nasipi Moya. I love it myself. I think she's doing something right. People I've seen her in an interview as well. She speaks really well about the thing. And she doesn't spin. So why, if we're doing well in Tshwane, why can't we do well somewhere else? Whether we are alone, as Action is saying, or whether we work with other people. We have to work with other people in this multi-party era, but we must not be taken for granted. And we must not, we also have red lines. Action is saying we'll never support somebody who say, if the ANC or somebody else were to bring some brilliant guy who's known for state capture and also tender stuff, we're not going to support him. It's a clear thing. It's not going to happen. And if that happens, even I would go away.
And this is, no, but Solly, and this is the thing about red lines and then walking it back. Yeah. When you have a red line that says, we will never work with these people and then vote with them. In the minds of people, it always then says, which is when and where will this allegiance shift?
No, but I think when you put it as a headline, it becomes confusing. When you come down, when you bring it down, you say work with, but on what are we working with? If the ANC says, guys, let's push for a campaign, say, to clean Johannesburg, of course cleaning Johannesburg would benefit the resident. Let's clean up. I grew up in Deep Kloof Soweto. I went to Deep Kloof Soweto. It's terrible. Okay, let me say it on here. It's worse than it was during apartheid. It is. It's terrible. Okay. I used to go to Deep Kloof Hall. I used to be a ballroom dancer there. We used to take pictures on Sundays. You know, if you've been to Deep Kloof Hall, they used to have these meticulously taking care of gardens. They're gone, those gardens, okay? So we need to work to improve the living conditions, but we also need to get South Africans to understand that they too have a role to play. It's not just up to government. It's up to us to say we want to live in clean places. If government doesn't do it, let's show it, but government must pay because we pay our taxes, right? So wherever there's good work, it must be done. Wherever we can work with other people and we agree on what we're trying to get out of it, we'll do it. But it's an issue-by-issue basis working together with other people. We're not going to work with anybody. And we have conditions. It's important. It's conditions. Wherever we are in government, it's conditions. This we're not going to support. And if those lines are crossed, we don't cross them. So the higher crossing the line working with the ANC thing is not fair because we are in coalitions. Nobody has enough power to work on their own. We have to work even with the ANC, even from the... Look at me. I was a political commentator for many, many years, making noise, writing articles, liking, getting likes on Facebook. Yeah, this guy, just stop. We like what you're saying. But it doesn't lead any. So I said, I've been pissing inside the political tent from outside for many years. And people said, yeah, he's a hero. He must be president. You know what I'm saying? But now I said, okay, let me come into the political tent and see what it's like. And I'm learning because I've never been in a political tent before. But the thing is, I could either sit down, write articles, and it means nothing. That's nice, really. That's a good job. But here I see people doing stuff. You know what I'm saying? I see they have, you might have all the brightest ideas in the world, Pome, but if you don't have access to the seat of power so that you can implement those ideas, then it'll just be poetry forever. So I think I saw Action SA, and many other people who are accidental politicians ended up in Action SA because they said, okay, maybe this is alternative South Africa needs. And we really hope it doesn't disappoint. We really hope, even I have these red lines. I'm sure Action SA is red. We need a party in the center, not extreme right, not extreme left. Somewhere in the center that can attract as many South Africans as possible to work together. Okay? This is not about the party. I kid you not. And the day, if I wake up one day and I hear that we have a big tender coming up and must come to Action SA, I will not be able to stay. And I know that it's not going to get there. And I'm saying this, I know you're recording this stuff, okay? I, Solimwe, will never defend criminality against the interests of the people of South Africa. Never.
I think that is a fantastic place to end, Soli. Thank you for taking the time to come and chat with us and sharing your inside information on some of these things. Thank you so much. Travel safely.
Okay. Thank you, dear.
It's a short one today. It's a short one today because there is so much going on, not just in South Africa, but in the world. And thank you, everybody that decided to wake up on this chilly morning and be with us and share with us. Please don't forget, share, like, subscribe. Podcast Party and Level Up. Have a happy Thursday.